Question number one, what did participants believe the purpose of the experiment was? Rachel, you said?
Like how people reacted to the shock or something like that?
Well, it was learning, about learning. Study whether punishment...
How punishment affected learning?
Yeah, whether punishment affected or improved learning, okay? That was the purpose. Why was it necessary to have a fake purpose for this experiment, Morgan?
Because if they told them that, like, they weren't going to shock, like, you have to have a blind.
You have to have a blind, otherwise they'll act very, very differently, okay? Number three, two general conclusions have been made from this experiment. We follow authority with little questioning, and it isn't just a few bad apples who are responsible for abuse of authority. It's a willingness in all individuals to follow orders. How can those two statements be related to the German treatments of the Jews in World War II?
Because, like, the Germans were just following Hitler because Hitler told them to do stuff, and then they didn't want to, like, go against him because he was authority, so
yeah.
Then they followed what he said.
Yeah. So a lot of people look at them and say, why would they turn in their neighbors? You know, how could they have behaved that way? The reality is us under similar circumstances in the same power of the situation would have done the same things, as much as we would hate to believe it. I would have turned my neighbors in, which is hard to kind of accept, right? And the last one here, the original prediction of the experiment was that 3%, or we had here 1% of participants would continue delivering shocks to the fatal levels at the end. In actuality, it was 66% of participants who went all the way to the end with fatal levels. Explain if this is a failed experiment then, if their hypothesis was so way off. Sarah?
No, because that's the whole purpose.
Yeah, if the hypothesis, and even if they didn't get the results that they wanted, the results that they got were much more telling, right? Significant for learning. Okay, that's Milgram. And that's the bell. It's going to go soon.